Newmarket Today welcomes your letters to the editor at deborah@newmarkettoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. This is a copy of a letter sent to York Region MPPs, members of the Standing Committee on Social Policy and the Ontario Minister of Health. Hello, my name is Tristan Kuhlman and I am the president of Flag Canada York Region, a charity with an over 25-year history supporting queer Folecs and their families, friends and allies. I am writing to you today to impress upon you the importance of passing Bill 17 and of honoring your legislative commitments with the Trans Day of Remembrance Act, 2017. The Act, now a law, requires our Legislative Assembly to observe a moment of silence for the victims of transphobic violence every November 20 on the Trans Day of Remembrance, or when the LA is not sitting, on the first Thursday thereafter. This year that would be Thursday, November 24. The Act is clear in its intention and its impact is powerful in requiring all future governments in Ontario to observe this day and reflect on their roles as elected officials to serve and support all underrepresented and marginalized Folecs in their communities, especially trans Folecs. A similar impact can be achieved with Bill 17, however, the bill since passing second reading in October 2021 has remained in committee with no actions yet to study the bill and continue its important work. To underline the importance of this legislation, there are many opportunities in York Region impacting access to gender-affirming care. It has become increasingly obvious, though experiences shared at our support meetings, that wait times continue to increase and more family and healthcare providers need training to increase access to gender-affirming services. The gender-affirming clinic through CMHA York Region does not have the funding required to hire more staff to this clinic and, as a result, their intake had been paused for nearly 18 months. Families share that wait times to see counselors to support with other mental health challenges impacting trans communities can be as high as 12 months. Studies into trans-lived experiences and in data collected by the Federal Standing Committee on Health illustrate the health benefits for trans Folecs who have timely access to gender-affirming services and mental health care. Their rates of suicidal ideation alongside support from their families and friends are reduced by as much as 60%. Passing Bill 17 will make it law. The need to further study the issues of access for trans and other queer Folecs to healthcare and hold future governments accountable. Regardless of politics, it is your duty as elected officials to support and affirm the lives experiences of all Ontarians. It is our ask, but also our expectation, that Bill 17 is passed and the work begins as soon as possible. A bill sitting in committee with a majority government at its helm for over a year does not illustrate that your government is supportive of trans Folecs and their lived experiences. That perception can begin to change in passing this bill and beginning the work. Tristan Kuhlman, President, Flag Canada York Region.